Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Boris Kingy, Koza Neely and Benny Cass up in the K-Rock box. How rapt are you to have another member at the table for dinner for the 300 Club at Geelong?
No, it's awesome, mate. Obviously, we all know what sort of player he is, and obviously the accolades speak for himself, but what we're starting to probably hear a bit more of this week is just how good a person he is and what he's actually done for the footy club and the community and the town. And yeah, it's just a credit to himself and his family. And let's hope maybe have a good night for him tonight.
You've just met out on the ground, and no doubt, obviously, Gary and Joel spoken about by Chris Scott. But I suspect having lost your 300, and you probably don't want to be reminded of that, but you'd hate to see Joel and Gary lose this milestone game.
Oh, of course. You want to try and give those guys the respect they deserve. But, as long as the effort's there, you can't always have the result. But as long as the effort's there tonight and the intent and the will to go out and play the right way and play like those two would expect us to.
Fantastic, your own achievement. It is rarefied air. But can you describe the two of them in terms of contrasting and comparing them and what similarities they've got and what makes them different as different players?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, they are both right at the top end of competitors that I've seen. Their will to obviously, influence and impact on the contest is right up there. And, their competitive nature is the thing that stands out for both of them. And they might do it in a different manner, but they are so driven and so competitive that they will do everything they can to obviously get their own individual performance right, but then also to bring the team along with them. So, and then to be able to do it for so long at such a high level, that their consistency that both of them have brought over, probably 17 years now for Gaz. So that just speaks volume of their, I guess, their preparation and their desire and their will. Obviously, they've got some huge talent along with that as well.
It's always, and we recognise the difficulty sometimes with the great players that try and bring other people along with them. And sometimes those people aren't able to either go with them on a skill level or an effort level or whatever it is. But have you ever seen either of them lose it completely in the change rooms or demand something from their team that wasn't possible?
I think that sometimes is a challenge for those great players that not everyone can do what they can do. But I think what they do is they always have their best interest at heart, and they're always trying to get the team better. And they're always trying to, as you said, drag people along. And I think both of them do that, firstly by their performance. When you see both of them go about their job, obviously day to day, but then also on game day, particularly as a former player myself, alongside both of them, you just know when it's time to push a button that those two there are going to be going. And that sort of drags you along underneath.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Cats assistant coach Corey Enright. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Corey, good luck this evening. Mate, you said before in your intro that as we see two great players week in, week out, come and perform on the ground, we hear a little bit about them off the field, and you spoke about things that they've given to the club. Is there anything that you could share with us and our listeners that we might not be aware of? An example of, their selflessness or something like that?
Well, it's hard to sort of give you a snapshot within, 90 seconds or a couple of minutes, because wouldn't you do either of them justice with the amount of stuff that they have done behind the scenes. For Joel to be, a captain at the age of 23, and to still be performing at such a high level today, I just can't speak highly enough of either of them and the way they go about, obviously, their football, but they're just great people and they've got great character. And the thing that I admire about both of them is, yes, they are obviously really driven, and yes, they are, high quality individuals, and they, they perform every week, but they just want the best for everyone else around them as well. And that's hard to get that balance right between being the ultimate competitor, the best you can be, but also spreading that to the rest of your teammates.
That's a terrific insight. Thank you. It's good lead-in. I just also want to touch, hopefully get you to touch on, with everything that's going on in our community, and we sit here and wonder how can a coaching group and senior players keep everybody on the task at hand? And then you've got a week where you've got two legends of the game being celebrated, one for 350, one for 300. You're coming up against a side that is in really good form. What has the club, and in particular the coaches and those senior players, done to keep everybody's mind on the job this afternoon?
Oh, well, it is challenging times for everyone, not just the footy community and not just Swan Football Club, it's everyone. So we've got to be real and obviously acknowledge that those issues are there. We obviously got to do our best to manage those issues. But, you know, from now on in, you get the chance to really go about your business. And I think that's the thing that you got to really narrow your focus on as a coach. But more importantly, as a player, you get the opportunity to go out there, you know, for a couple of hours every week and just probably, you know, let everything else go and just really focus on what you're here to do and what you bring as an individual, but also what the team's about. And I think that's the challenge, and that's what we're trying to harness this next little period where everyone's in it together and you know, focus right in on what we need to do.
Corey, it's Benny Cass. Thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. No doubt you'll be a star in the harbour. I reckon you'd be sort of a harbour arrangement. You're looking forward to it?
I'm just a bit worried about what we could eat. And I didn't hear you mention that someone saw Kingy walk in with a box of 24 tonight. Is that right?
Correct, Wade. It's been an extravaganza up here.
One just under each arm.
How much is left?
Yeah, there's not a lot. There's a few feathers on the deck at the minute.
I'm the only one with any food left up here.
Oh, no, it's been fantastic. How would you sum up the Cats' form since post-pandemic?
Well, a little bit like the rest of the competition, to be honest. It's a bit hard to get a read on. But, I think we've obviously played some good footy, some ordinary footy and some consistent and not so consistent. So I think the thing for us is to try and, you know, bridge that gap between our top and best and, you know, our below par performances where we're trying to be just consistent every week that we take the field. So that's the challenge for us at the moment, and that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we're trying to deliver on, making sure that we focus on, you know, what our game is and trying to deliver the best we can. Obviously, there's opposition every week that try and make it hard for you, but as long as we can sort of focus on what we want to do and try and implement that as best we can, I guess that's what we're trying to get after.
How's the in going? Is it just sort of ticking along beautifully? You've got the social distancing going on there?
There's a lot of rules. There's a lot of regulations, but we're all complying. So be nice once this is all done and we can all get there together. But we've got a bit longer to follow out yet.
Yeah, you're going to have your 300th dinner sort of club there. There'd be another chair there now with Joel. Just one last one before I let you go. That I know you're talking about opposition's not usually the go, but Matty Rowell has been, you know, quite unbelievable, perhaps sort of in the Joel Selwood mould. I know Joel tweeted something about really looking forward to watching his career. And as a young fella, and he, you know, even if someone like yourself, you look at a kid like that making a mark like he is, it's fantastic for the game.
It is, and I think someone mentioned it this week that he's one of the real, obviously, positives and feel-good stories that come out of this season, which has been a little bit topsy-turvy. But he's to his credit, early days, he's really made his mark on the competition and no doubt on the Gold Coast Footy Club. But we're out to make it a hard night for him tonight, that's for sure.
Boris, we said earlier that Jack Henry will be a trivia question. Who played his 50th on the night that Ablett played 350 and Selwood played 300? But it's been a pretty impressive 50. He had a trial year basically in 2017, but since coming into the side in early 18, he's been a fixture.
Yeah, he's a ripper, he's a beauty, and he's a guy that you know, over his 50 games, he's only going to get better for his next 50. But he's one of those guys that you can pencil in. You know what you're going to get from him every week, and to be able to do that over, you know, a short journey, we look forward to the next 50 and possibly the next 100 after that. But yeah, his ability to obviously influence, particularly in that back half, has been a highlight in his early career.
Was there match practice for the players not playing today, this morning, Boris?
No, we had to, just with everything that went on, we did have a game scheduled in, but I think it was with the Hawks and they had to fly out as well. So the boys had a training session amongst themselves, and got what we needed to get out of it, albeit without much opposition.
Hey, Corey, your great mates over there on the phone next to you there, Matty Scarlett. Do you have to pick the crumbs out of his beard, or what is it, how would you describe that sort of stuff that he's got going on there?
If you know how much the bloke eats, you don't have to pick anything out of his beard because he doesn't leave anything left behind.
He's a
monster on the chuff.
He doesn't look like it. He must work out a bit, sort of Bretton Sanderson style.
Yeah, he's a bit. He's gone a bit vain in his old age. He's a bit worried about what he eats and what he looks like. He's always in the gym, mate. So he's got a home gym set up now. Obviously, with the isolation stuff, he's right to go. So he might get a few clients out in Torquay.
You've got the Julius Marlowe's on, just walking the surface for South Point Garden Supplies. Boris, can you tell us how good the deck is?
Oh, it's pretty good. As you would expect, with obviously lots of rain going on and a little bit of sunshine. But, yeah, no, it's good. And, it looks like it might get a bit slippery later on, but at the moment she's cherry ripe.
Well, Boris, we really appreciate your time. An interesting table of personalities. Newman, Nankervis, Bartel, Enright and Selwood around the table for the 300 Club dinner at the Cats. I suspect that four blokes would just listen to Sam tell stories, potentially.
Spot the odd one out.
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't get much of a word in myself. I'll just have to sit back in the corner and take it all in.
Great to talk to you, Boris. We wish you the very best of luck this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Corey Enright joining us on K-Rock Footy for Prestige Jayco, of course, a family business celebrating over 30 years. Tony and John Spence and the team, you can find them on the Bellarine Highway. And you can
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.